Hey, welcome to an early edition of Ward Wrestling Live. I'm here with a young man that I had the pleasure of meeting at the, well, it's the Michigan Grappler, but it happened to be in Myrtle Beach this year. So the Grappler Fall Classic, I was handing out some stickers and boom, we started talking outside. I got to know his story. He's a wrestler, started wrestling at the age of 6. In West Virginia, where he was a two-time youth placer at the youth states. And then in Georgia, he had a three-timer, you know, going into states, and then he had some medical issues. So he's going to tell us all about that, but it set him back a bit, but he's slowly getting back on the mat. We saw him back on the mat at the GFC. He'll talk about his experience there. And but I just wanted to welcome Gabriel Anderson. Man, it's great to see you. It was great to meet you and hear you. You know, just a little snippet of your story from you and your dad, but it's great to see you back on the mat. And how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's going real smooth.
Man, that's great. So I know I had met you out in the hallway there before they opened the doors the second day. And but that was actually your first day of wrestling in a while, right?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's my first tournament back since I had been cleared the second time.
Oh, wow. So, well, you know, before we get into all that, why don't you let us know, first of all, you know, tell us your story and tell us your setback and then what it's been like getting back to where you are now, where you're confident to get back on the mat, as we saw.
All right. So I guess we could start with, you know, January 19th of 2019, I ended up having a heart attack in my hallway. Like, I was asleep, and I woke up because of some stomach pain. So I went to go, like, see if I could get something to get rid of that. And I ended up collapsing in my hallway I was thrown up for an hour. Yeah, heart attacks aren't fun.
No, but I can't imagine it's something to look forward to.
I don't know. 0 out of 10 stars. Don't recommend. So they did some digging, and they found a birth defect, and I had an anomalous left coronary artery with an intraseptal bridge. So essentially, my left coronary was coming off the right coronary, and it would go into my heart muscle. So every time my heart would beat, it would collapse that artery and stop blood flow to my brain and the front portion of my heart.
Wow.
So that was affecting my wrestling. See, as a freshman, I was wrestling an area, and my first match, I pulled the region champ, the area champ. So I lost that match, and I go back into the Collins to wrestle, and you know, it was a guy I teched like 2 weeks before, and as we were wrestling, I kind of fell on my head, and they said, oh, you know, you have a concussion. So we, at the time, we didn't know anything about my heart, so we're like, okay, you know, I come back sophomore year, I'm looking to, you know, see what's going on. I go make it to area. I place an area. Life's, it's going good. But like 2 weeks before area, that's when I had my heart attack. It was like the weekend of Team State up here in Georgia. So I have my heart attack. I missed like 4 out of my last 5 meets because of something. So, I mean, that in itself is, that's just a God thing. You know, there's no reason I should have missed 4 out of my last 5 meets, given I have a like severe heart issue. And I place an area, go into sectionals. They're like, hey, we found this heart issue. We got to pull you. You can't wrestle. Like, if they could stop me from breathing, they would have.
Really?
Because it was, I was walking a thin line there.
Oh, thank God they caught it.
Oh, yeah. So they pulled me before sectionals, and they're like, look, you can't do anything. So I stopped lifting weights, stopped training, and it really hit me. Like, you know, I can't do anything. I, I spent like my whole life training, and this kind of sucks.
Yeah, your goals are just falling by the wayside, right?
Right. So, you know, I kind of went through a little bit of depression because they're like, you can't, we don't want you doing anything. So by that summer, Dad was like, look, we're lifting weights again. So I spent the entire summer lifting weights and leg pressing over 1,000 pounds, just hitting all the, you know, I wasn't just going to sit there because that's not how I am. So I go have my surgery. That was August 9th of 2019. And during the surgery had never been done before.
So everything's going your way here.
Yeah, I was an experiment. My birth defect was so complex that the doctors here in Atlanta didn't want to touch it. And so we looked, my cardiologist in Atlanta actually just wanted to monitor me until I died, pretty much.
Wow.
He didn't want to help. So we ended up going to Texas because a surgeon in Texas had an idea.
Hey, better than watching you die.
Yeah. And it had never been done before. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, well, let's do it. Anything can give me back wrestling, I'm down for. They put me on the table. They cut my left coronary, moved it to an appropriate spot. And then the part had never been done before was they filleted my heart muscle. They filleted open my septum looking for the artery. So now when my heart beats, my artery can bulge and breathe.
Which is when?
The ends of my coronaries, where they branched off, it was so small from lack of blood flow that now that my blood's flowing properly, they're getting the blood they need, they're trying to grow. And, I mean, within 3 months, I was wrestling again.
Wow, and then so I'm sure you're starting to feel your cardio come back. You're starting to feel less out of breath. You're starting to be able to, I'm sure, certain weight training you couldn't do just because the pressure on your chest. So you're starting to get back to that little by little, I'd imagine.
There's a big difference. My recovery time, breathing. I'm able to actually like compete and breathe. Because there was some matches, 9th and 10th grade year, that I shouldn't have won with like my brain messed up and half a heart. And
imagine what you would have did at 100%.
Repeat that. I'm sorry.
Imagine what you would have done at 100%.
Oh yeah, it would have been a lot of fun.
Well, first of all, that wrestling mindset. How much did that get you through the process, and not make you just physically want to jump off the roof because you couldn't do what you love doing? And then, at what point during that depression process or whatever did you go, you know what? I need to most importantly focus on my health, and then I'll get back to that. You know, how did you start to adjust and be able to kind of make your way through the process?
Well, I realized, you know, okay, they told me I can't wrestle. So in my mind, I was ready to have the surgery so I can get back to wrestling. Like when I was ready to have the surgery, so that way I had a story to tell as I was wrestling. And, you know, I kind of had a testimony to give so people would see me and I could just, hey, this is what happened. Kind of like I did with you guys. And
yeah, you can do this.
A lot of people at the Grappler Fall Classic.
And it was fun to watch. So, man, I'm so happy you got through it. And man, I mean, you got a scar. I mean, I saw it because you were in your singlet and it goes from, I don't know, from the top of your stomach all the way up to your neck.
Yeah, it goes like from the top of my stomach right here to about right there. And then I got another one on the on my stomach from where the tube was. They had to put a drainage tube going into my heart.
So now are you cleared 100%? I mean, I saw you wrestle. Are you, has the doctors, I'm sure they've got to do some annual checkups with you and stuff, make sure all that's good, but are you?
I go to Texas. My 1 year's coming up actually, like next week. We had to push it back because of riots and COVID, all the stupid stuff going on. Yeah. I got a 1 year checkup coming next week, so I'll go to Texas for that. And then I go to Texas like every year.
Nice. And you can go full out. They're saying there's no repercussions. You can go 100%. You can break a full sweat. You can push yourself to limits that you couldn't before.
That's right. They cleared me 100%. I healed a lot faster than they expected. they said, you'll be in the hospital 7 to 10 days. I'm like, no, I'm leaving in 4. And that's what I did. I left
in 4. That's that Southern blood, right?
Yeah, I was 2 days in ICU, 2 days in regular, like, recovery ER. And I was gone after that. They had me walking. I was walking stairs, racing people by the third day.
Wow. That's incredible. And your dad, he's got to be – I know I'm a dad, right? So I understand. And I could feel his frustration that first match when Craig pinned you. But to me, I was running up to you like, hey, man, you wrestled. It's so cool. Awesome. Good for you. Because for me, it was just great to see somebody that went through what you went through to get that confidence again and get back on the mat. Win or lose, I just felt like that was a huge accomplishment. But obviously, I understand you and him looked at me like, no, this sucked. We didn't want to lose. Right. And, yeah, well,
you know, Craig was a tough guy. He was good. You know, number 3 at 195, he's got something to say for him.
Yeah. When he's tough to wrestle. He's long, he's lanky. He's,
That's what got me. Like, I looked at a picture and I'm kind of like in my stance and that man's on his knees at the same height as me.
Yeah.
Tall guy.
For his weight, he's got some length to him. And a super nice guy too. Super nice guy. But it was, yeah, for me, I was just so happy to, after talking to you, I was like, hey, he made it to his first match. Good. You and your dad were like, no, that sucked. We don't want to do it like that.
Yeah, there was I made a few mistakes that match.
Yeah. But what did it feel now that you look back? So how many matches were you able to get in at the Grappler this weekend?
I got 3 in.
3, so you got a win.
I did. Yes, sir.
Good. So how'd that first win feel?
It was nice. At a tournament like that, it felt nice.
That's good. So 1-2, which is okay. I mean, there was guys last year that went 1-2 there and ended up winning states. So it's a tough tournament. And this year it was, I mean, the varsity was as tough as the elite division. It seemed like all the elite kids leaked right into the varsity, you know, since it was 2 days. When they were done wrestling elite, they wanted to get some more wrestling because kids just haven't been wrestling. So we got to see 50, 60 man brackets at the varsity level too, which was, as a fan for me, it was fun to watch. I mean, it wasn't fun to watch my son get spanked, but it was fun to watch the good wrestling. It was exciting. So what's next for you? So you're going back to high school. I think I saw like Hounds Wrestling or something on one of your shirts.
I'll be going back to Jones County High School.
Nice. So what are they, like the Greyhounds or something, right?
Yes, sir.
Nice. So don't they have a boys and girls team or just boys?
We're in the process of starting a girls team. So we have a few girls. We're going to participate in a few, like, we're going to give them a few women's tournaments this year. So we're building it, working on it.
That's awesome. So is your goal to stay at 195? Are you trying to go up, trying to come down a little bit?
I'll cut to 170.
You're going to cut to 170?
I mean, I'm not allowed to cut weight, but I walk around naturally around 170.
Okay. So this tournament, you just jumped up?
Yeah, I was jumping up.
That's cool. So what's high school? What's high school look like this year for you? I don't know what's going on in Georgia. Are they starting to open up? Is it going to be more of a club season, or are we going to see high school wrestling there?
High school wrestling's starting up. First day of practice is November 2nd.
Nice.
We should be hosting team region.
And the county is all good with it. Schools are all good with it. Everything's up and running. Yeah, down here in Florida, we're having issues with that because obviously all the wrestlers and all the coaches and the people involved in the sport are like, come on, let's wrestle. But high schools, they've got to, you know, I understand. They got to worry about other things, right? So there's protocols right. and things like that. But I just feel like wrestling is so – and people think I'm crazy when I say this, but being around the wrestling room the last few years, getting to learn about wrestling, it's so much more controlled than these other sports. But people look at me and they're like, are you crazy? They're touching. Sweaty bodies are doing this. But, yeah, but, I mean, like, if my kid goes to club 4 days a week, he's typically drilling with the same kid. You know, I mean, there's only so many kids his weight or his size, you know? So
yeah.
it's really controllable in my opinion. So I'd love to see it. I mean, it's nice to see a lot of the coaches have put some club teams together and some club tournaments together to where kids that want to wrestle can find a team to jump on and at least get some wrestling in this season. So there'll be something down here. How did it feel coming home from the GFC? Good tournament. You felt good when you were on the mat. Was your breathing heavy?
It was a pretty solid tournament. There was a lot of people there. I watched my matches and there were some things I need to work on. Endurance being one of them, because I was in the cons, they were like back to back and it was tough getting some breathing room in.
You only had a open heart surgery. I mean, shit, who can you? You can come back from that. I mean, shit, you'll get your breath. I mean, who's doing that? So what are your future goals, man? I know that obviously you want to have a senior year. You want to get to that state tournament and finally get to where your dream is, get on the podium. Have you started talking to any colleges? Is your goal to wrestle in college or what's next for you?
Well, I'm definitely looking at wrestling in college. I've wanted to wrestle in college since I was a wee lad. And, I've been looking into colleges, but I don't have like the most impressive record to give because I've been taken out short.
But I'd imagine they know your story. It's got to be said. Well, they'll know it now because I'm going to post this and they're
going to see it. It's a story to tell.
Well, there's a couple of great schools right in your backyard. I mean, you got Omi over there at Life. You got Reinhardt. You've got, and then right around you in the South, you got a bunch of D2, D3, D1 schools. How far are you from Atlanta?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah, so I know that's where Life View is. I'd like to go up and visit them. They've been pretty good supporters of the show. And
I wrestle at Storm. We've had a few guys go to Life.
Nice. Yeah, they seem like they're doing a really good job up there growing it, men's and women's. So it's been fun to watch that. So that's good. I mean, so you want to get to the next level, get better. Hey, you know what?
I'll be on top of the it's looking promising this season. I should be up there. I'll be top five in state this year.
Love it. I'm going to be following you, too. I want to watch it. I want to see it happen. I want to get up to Georgia and watch some of those tournaments. You never know. This could be your time to peak, right? I mean, I was talking to a coach at – I forget if I was at the 32 qualifiers or GFC, and we were talking about my son, and he was like, listen, I didn't peak in high school. I peaked in college, and that's kind of where – I got better, and then I went on and wrestled at the world level some and got to do some big things. So, I mean, you didn't have a choice, but now maybe, man, it's great. You go through, have a big year, you get top five in the state, you peak now your senior year, colleges grab you up, and you go get your education and do what you got to do. Now, from what I understand, talking to you and your dad, you guys really want to give back. and you really want to help others that might be facing your same situation, right? You guys started a nonprofit, is that correct?
That is correct. It's called Gabe Inc., Giving Athletes Basic Echoes. And what we're trying to do is get echocardiograms done for our athletes, because a physical, it's not enough. I mean, they have you do jumping jacks, and they check to see if you're breathing fine. And it's just, it's not enough, because I passed a physical with a heart issue every year. And all it took was a 15-minute echo to find my issue, my defect. So what we're trying to do is get echocardiograms done for athletes and help cut down on cardiac related issues and sudden cardiac death.
Well, yeah, because you see it happen in other sports. Like, look at these. How do you think that could prevent some of these football, sudden cardiac football? They come in and do a physical, but if they would have had that echo that you're talking about, that could have been prevented.
Absolutely. If you go to our website, you'll see all the statistics thrown out there, but every 3 days a child athlete dies out of a cardiac issue. Every 3 days. Wow. So we're trying to cut down on that.
That would be nice to stop that.
We got to kind of start locally, but we're building. We're getting it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll grow. And all it takes is for the right person to see what you're doing that maybe has some ties into the medical industry. And then next thing you know, it's going through it. I mean, listen, the NCAA should be doing it with their athletes. They should all be incorporating it after what we're experiencing. And I'm sure you and your parents will be a big voice for this, because you lived it.
Yes, sir.
And you survived it, thank God. There's unfortunately, we're seeing kids in basketball, football, whatever sport that aren't, and that's unfortunate. That's not good. Kids are meant to outlive their parents, not the other way around. So we need to make sure that this is going in the right direction, I think, right?
That's the plan. We're trying to get it going.
Man, so any tournaments coming up? What's next as far as wrestling for you? Have you guys looked at anything? Are you going to try to go up to 32? Are you going to try to go out and find some local tournaments, maybe at some of the clubs? Or are you back on the mat every day now and trying to get better?
Yes, sir. I spent pretty much my whole summer wrestling at Storm, just preparing, getting back. I've kind of like browsed around a little bit. I hadn't really found any tournaments. I know Super 32 is coming up. I didn't sign up for the qualifier. I was looking for it, and by the time I found it, it was too late. It was too full.
Yeah, it was. It looked like a really cool venue up there in Georgia. I saw pictures of it. I have some friends and coaches that were up there, and it was pretty cool. It was like outdoors and stuff. So.
I was supposed to be there, but it is what it is.
That's all right. Hey, just keep finding a way to do it. Keep finding a way to wrestle, and keep finding a way to tell your story, man. I'm glad I got to meet you. I'll make sure that this gets posted on my Facebook page, and we get your story out there. And I hope people hear it. I hope people make adjustments. I hope you get good feedback from it. All that stuff. So are you ready for my 10 questions?
Sure, let's hear them. Go for it.
All right, so high C or ankle pick?
High C.
Fries or tater tots?
Fries.
Arm drag or arm throw?
Probably arm throw.
Chicken wings or chicken strips?
Chicken wings.
You like them fried, smoked, barbecue?
I like them with a lot of heat to them.
Nice.
Traditional wings, hot wings.
Good and spicy. I like it. Me too. Suplex or head and arm?
Suplex.
Oops. Captain Crunch or Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I think I'm going to have to go with Captain Crunch on that one.
Oh, me too. Half or cradle?
Half.
Scrambled or fried?
Over easy.
Hey, I like it. Single or double?
Double.
Hot or iced?
Iced.
I like it iced too. Nice and cold. I can drink it all that. What's funny with me is I'll get a hot coffee and my wife thinks I'm crazy. I'll let it sit for a while so it cools down.
I can't actually drink coffee.
Oh, really?
I have a caffeine limit because of my heart. That's another thing. I have so much scarring on my heart from the heart attack and where they filleted my heart muscle that I absolutely cannot be dehydrated. And that's what took me out this previous time. I was cutting weight. I got dehydrated and didn't make it that even area because I was my heart
so
was.
So how do you keep an eye on that? I guess you just drink a lot of water.
I have a minimum of 60 ounces a day to drink.
Wow. So you must be peeing a lot.
Well, I have a hard time reaching my 60 because I don't like to drink water.
And is water the, I guess water is the way to go, but can you have like a Gatorade? Can you have?
Oh, yeah, I can drink Gatorade. As long as I stay hydrated.
Now there's some waters out there now that like I saw where Ascent Protein has a hydration water now that they're selling. So there's, I wonder how that would work out for you.
We actually before I wrestle, I use a lot of liquid IV. Have you heard of that?
If it has something to do with a needle, I'm out, but.
No, it's a powder supplement that you mix in your water, and it's equivalent to drinking 3 bottles of water.
Oh, you know what? I think my wife just bought something that came in, and it was a box with these powders. And I said, what the heck is that? And she said, it's something to help Daniel hydrate. He adds it to his water. So maybe that's it. I didn't read it.
It works really well. I like it.
Awesome, man. Hey, man, let's do this anytime. When you get back on the mat, man, let's do it again. Thanks so much for coming on. Keep absolutely kicking life's ass, man, and keep doing it. And I look forward to see you doing big things and seeing you around the wrestling community.
Yes, sir. We're going to, you know, I tend to just go with things, so we'll see what happens. I just go with flow.
Yeah, man, well, just go with the flow and kick some ass.
That's the plan.
All right, brother, man. Thank you so much. Tell your dad I said hi. Appreciate you coming on. And, man, keep doing big things, and I'll get this posted.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yes, sir.